T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sandy Harding is on the hotline right now. Sandy Harding is the manager of the world's last Blockbuster Video. We talked to her when they did the Airbnb. They let people come in and stay the night. They put a bed in the living room of the Blockbuster. Yeah. You could watch any movie, all of it. And now there's a documentary on Netflix about the last Blockbuster.
Because it's a dying...
It is the last. It's the dinosaur, man.
It's over. It's the newspaper. It's VHS rentals. It's DVD rentals. We live in a streaming world. But this town has embraced this Blockbuster and doesn't want to go. It's the last remaining Blockbuster, man.
Once upon a time, a trip to the video store to stock up on movies for the weekend was part of the fabric of American life. But these days, in a world of cable and streaming services, that has become a thing of the past. Our next guest is the store manager of the last remaining Blockbuster Video store in the world, located in Bend, Oregon, which is the subject of a new Netflix documentary, The Last Blockbuster. Please welcome Sandy Harding.
The good old days, Sandy. We meet again. This is twice we're doing an interview for The Last Blockbuster.
I know. Thank you so much for having me back on your program.
Listen, you... Did you ever think it could grow into this crazy, weird cult thing that has now?
No. If you'd have asked me that 17 years ago, I would never, ever have assumed that. I was looking for a part-time job away from my kids for a few hours a day. But this has been a pretty wonderful and amazing trip.
Well, it's fun. It's in Bend, Oregon. It's a fun idea because, I mean, I remember getting in trouble because we didn't rewind our VHS tapes. You know, remember,
Be kind, rewind.
Or you wouldn't return the DVDs back fast enough. And then you guys got games. But then the world, you know, it just happened. It just, the way the world does. Technology changes. And it just is what it is. And slowly, surely, every single Blockbuster closes. What was the most number of Blockbusters when they were all in existence?
You know, I know it was over 9,000. I don't have an exact number, but I know in 2004 when I started with the company, it was kind of the peak. And I know there was over 9,000.
9,000. And didn't Netflix offer to sell themselves to Blockbuster at one time?
They did. And sadly, Blockbuster did not realize the opportunity that they had in front of them and passed.
Oh, boy. That guy's got to be fun to have at parties now.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking, but you know, it's easy for us to be armchair quarterbacks, right? And to do that, but it was certainly something that they probably should have thought about a little harder.
Oh, listen, but so that turns into people want to hang on to the past, and I love this. I'm the same way. The idea that now it's sometimes Airbnb, it's the last Blockbuster. And now Netflix showed up, and when did they do this when did they shoot this documentary?
So actually, the documentary was filmed by a local group, Taylor Morden, actually reached out and started filming this several years ago. And so it's a local Bend production, and Netflix picked it up. So Netflix keeps, you know, people keep saying that they did it. They didn't. We did it, and then Netflix, you know, picked it up from Taylor. But yeah, he's been working on it for the last few years, and it's just quite the passion project for him and Zeke.
That's hilarious. I love the idea that, because ultimately, I hope you evolve this into, who knows what, a bar, a museum, a restaurant, a bed and breakfast, I mean, something, you know. And I hope they let you hold on to the Blockbuster name and the Blockbuster look.
Yeah, you know, Dish Network, they get a bad rap, but they have been wonderful, and they have been very supportive, and they have been great about, you know, as long as we can keep going to allow us to use the name.
That's the, I think there's, I mean, you understand what I'm saying. It has to evolve, but it's got to evolve in a fun way that people can still participate.
Oh, yeah, and if we hadn't evolved, we wouldn't still be there.
Right.
You know, no one, I never thought I'd be selling T-shirts, you know, 17 years ago and helping supporting the store. So, yeah, I mean, we have to evolve every day. And this last year with COVID, it's just a perfect example. As we're watching DoorDash, you know, and Grubhub kind of take over the food industry and delivering food for all of us that couldn't leave our homes. You know, you have to evolve or you're not going to be there.
Yeah. So what's next? What are your plans for the last remaining Blockbuster?
Right now, we are working on online orders. You know, we have an online business that we work out of our small back room, which can pose quite the problem at times. But right now, that's our next evolution, is working on selling the merchandise out of the store and, you know, trying to keep the doors open.
All right. Well, look, I hope you do. And I hope everybody checks out the documentary on Netflix done by the people in Bend, Oregon, The Last Blockbuster. It's, I mean, it's like having the last newspaper. It's like the last 8-track, you know, people that make it. And you never know. I mean, vinyl has had a huge resurgence in the last 10 years.
No, absolutely. And I think, you know, our generation remembers what it was like to go in there and escape into movies. And it's really sad that the younger generation doesn't get to experience that as well.
Well, you know what? Just keep making it fun, man. You'll find a way to do it. I think it'll be great for you, Sandy.
Yeah, I think we will. I think that we definitely don't go down without a fight. And we evolve and change and work real hard.
Anytime. You're welcome here. And if we get up near, if I get up near Bend, Oregon, what's the nearest big city to Bend?
Portland. It's about 2 hours away.
Yeah.
Smack dab in the middle of the state. So.
Okay, yeah. Because I know I've been through there. I know we rode motorcycles through there a couple of 3 times now. So what a beautiful, beautiful part of the country.
It is. It's a wonderful place to be. And like I said, we have a tremendously, just a wonderful group of people that live here. And we can't do it without Bend.
All right. That's it, Sandy. Keep us posted. Stay there. I love that stuff.
Mm.
It's weird.
They do have some great stuff on their website, too.
See, I'm still a record store guy. Like, the first thing first, Chuck and his wife just got their, I may have been their second shot in New York City.
Good.
And so, man, we're going back to do record stores again, because that's our thing. Like, we'd go for Thanksgiving, then record store day would happen. We'd hit all the ones on Bleecker Street and hit 5 or 6 different record stores. And like, I like vinyl. It's cool, because I like to buy it. At the time, I'm still waiting on my turntable.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck has like a room of vinyl. Like he's a maniac.
That's great.
And yeah, and it's his little kids love music, and it's like a really fun, happy family. It's like LJ and his family. Like they really spend time together. I know you and I are like, what?
I mean, I can't even go sleep in my own bed. But yeah, go ahead.
Our childhood though, like
oh yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're lucky. You're like, we're going to the Bass Pro Shop before it was all around here. I'm like, why? This is not how I want to spend my 16th birthday.
I wasn't even that good. We were going to the hardware store or something. I'm like, I don't want to go to the hardware store. Anything that's in here, I don't want to do because I'm 16.
Yeah, so it feels like this is going to turn to punishment.
Yeah, it really does, man. And again, it's like so many other things, and then one day you're like, I really like it here.
You know what? I haven't visited this in a minute.
It's a sick, sick thing to grow up, people. Don't do it. Growing up has let me down. Hey, so this kid, I mean, this is how weird this gets, though. Devin lives here in Kansas City, but you used to live in Bend, Oregon. Is that right, Devin?
Yeah, man. I lived out there for 3 years. I heard you were putting that lady on the air this morning. That's crazy.
Yeah. And so,
yeah, no, that place used to, it's still there, man, and it looks like from when I was a kid. I used to go there all the time, and it's like, it's weird because it's on a main drag in the town, so everybody coming in is like, wait, what? That's a Blockbuster? It's crazy.
See, I think that's fantastic. And how many times do you think you rented movies there?
Oh, plenty of times, man. Every time I'd have somebody from out of town, I'd take them over to the Blockbuster because even some of the rental properties out there, they still keep DVD players in them because they want to support the Blockbuster in the town. It's a whole town kind of thing.
See, I love
that's
that.
That's great.
How big is Bend?
So Bend,
easy.
Excuse me. I'd compare it to like Blue Springs size.
Okay.
But it's the best kept secret in Oregon because it's a vacation town that not too many people know about, and it's beautiful. Mountains are amazing. It's the perfect spot for that kind of place.
Before people went badass crazy in Portland, that was a fun town because it had more strip clubs per capita than any other city in America.
Yep. Yeah. Only reason to go there.
Yeah, man. I was like, really?
So Ben 2019 showed the population 93,000.
Yeah. No, it's, I just pulled it up. That's beautiful, man. How, I mean, oh, yeah. Obviously, I love Kansas City, but how did you end up moving? They got waterfalls and rivers, man. What the hell?
Yep. What? So my mom took me out there, and I fell in love with the town, so I moved straight there after graduating high school. And, well, when you're 21, you kind of make some bad decisions, spend too much money, and have to move back home.
I got you. So have you been spending your money on the weed? Because it sounds like you might.
Weed and motorcycles.
Okay. You know what? You could do a lot worse in your life, yeah. My friend.